Well, hey, New Springs Church and all my extended church family and friends, this is Jimmy Paul, and I'm coming to you as an ordinary witness of God's grace and presence in my life in this podcast. I want to talk about my faith, family, and firefighting, which is how Christ has made me a witness of His gospel and His grace personally, and I simply hope to encourage you in your witness and in your faith, family, and wherever vocation Christ has called you. Well, good evening, New Springs Church, all my extended church family and friends. This is Jimmy Paul again. I'm coming to you from the firehouse as an ordinary witness of God's grace and presence in my life by way of the gospel. This evening, I want to talk about faith. I want to introduce maybe this first initial episode of this podcast simply talking about my faith, your faith, and the righteous, any righteous, shall live by faith. So when we talk about faith, even as I talk about faith or start the conversation, I really want to start a conversation which is in light of a belief in God or faith in God. So I'm going to kind of deconstruct faith a little bit. This is not only for New Springs Church, but maybe some church and family and friends, or even guys at the firehouse. When I talk about faith here at the firehouse, or I talk about faith anywhere we go, or we're trying to speak about faith in our families or faith in our neighborhoods, the reality is it's an increasingly odd conversation because faith is not a topic of relevance much in our postmodern society or even our culture. I think you can quite quickly discern that by just looking at the most recent closed church, maybe on a building, as a building in a street or in a city that's increasingly growing in population. I know in Miami, I've driven past churches that are closing left and right. I can go down certain streets in certain neighborhoods and I see a church closed that has now become, you know, some type of charter school usually, or a VPK program that can receive government funding and teach the children. And the church is long gone. Or the people probably, you know, people prayerfully are not, but the church has closed its buildings. Anyways, when we talk about faith, though, we're really talking about a belief in God. It's an odd conversation to have anywhere. And at the crux of the conversation, faith is simply what we share in is a belief in God. Even as Christians, we believe in God. We believe in God. And that's a common, maybe, reality for some people. I think if they're a little bit aware of just creation itself. So, for example, what I'm trying to say is that my faith begins quite simply in a lot of general revelations that you can see and hear. And my faith is even encouraged at times by the general revelations I see. One of my favorite things to do is actually to look at the enormity of space and the galaxies and the smallness of Earth and even my own life. When I take into consideration the scientific reality of that space and time and the grand enormity of the scale of just space and this earth and light and the sun, I'm reduced very quickly to not being God. And I conclude very quickly that there is a God and He's very powerful, that He stands over all of this. More so when I look to earth and all creation, its beauty and its precision. When I think of the body as a firefighting, having studied some of the sciences, and even just some of the complexities of just life, is just screams of a divine creator or God. So faith in God, I think, is common, maybe able to share. You remember I start that conversation sometimes in the firehouse like that. But even nowadays, though, when I talk about any more than that, or my faith, your faith, we want to share faith, people, it's not a conversation people even think is probably even of importance. You see, what's happened in our culture is what I think is increasing. I think even capitalists and investors are throwing their money at, and what they call it is the Internet of Things, I think is what they're calling it now, or of all things, where everything is going to be internet driven, and it just has reshaped society and even our own minds if we're not careful. See, we don't really think we need faith for many respects because everything is accessible to us. The internet allows us to see everything. I can be a scientist and be sure of some science law very quickly. Back in the day, I may have to remember the law of gravity, or maybe a laws of thermodynamics. Well, now I don't even have to know. I'll Google it and I'll tell you right away what it is because I'm a scientist. Well, then I'll be a car mechanic the next day. I'll tell you the distance between the sun and the earth the next day. See, we have so much intellectual capability and education for us that we suppress the reality of God and a need for faith in God. And I would concur even more so that we can Google as much as we want, but we still will always be left not knowing nearly anything that God can know. We cannot know the enormity of what he can. For example, just walk in your house. If you look around at things in your house, you have faith in tons of things that you don't even know. Like, you don't know the drywall and how it's made up in your home. You don't know how to make the roof tiles or where to place them. You don't know how an oven operates perfectly. Like, we all think we're kind of smart, but we're really not. We can't even discern how things are made in our own home or maybe even one room. That requires probably millions of people from generation upon generation of education climaxing to the point that you can even see an electrical circuit. So I say that to say that we all need and live by faith. And the conversation of faith that I want to start in this podcast is simple conversation of faith in God. That at the crux of humanity and life, we need God, and God stands over all of life, and we need to believe in God or have faith in God. When I talk about faith too, each and every podcast, I'm going to talk about faith in the gospel of God. And that's to really clarify that when I talk about faith, I'm talking about faith in God, that God made everything from the very beginning. And over the course of time, his gospel or his good news is that he has never left us, that he has allowed humanity to continue to sustain and has continued to sustain this world and life and has worked to bring about salvation, his grace, and his mission and his purposes still with his creation. And he's still working to this present day, each and every morning, as he causes the sun to rise up and keep it in its place so we don't burn up as an earth. So I say that all to say is that when I talk about faith, I want to talk about faith in God. I want to talk about faith in the gospel of God and the good news, particularly that God worked and revealed himself in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ. When you hear the name of Jesus from me as a witness of Jesus, I never seen him personally. You know, I haven't seen it in his presence, but what I am a witness of is I'm a witness of hearing the gospel of God, which is the good news of Jesus, that he is God, that he came to the earth, that he died and suffered on my behalf for my own personal sin, the sin that separates me from an eternal, holy, and perfect God. And in that belief of Christ dying for my sin, rising from the dead, and actually having the power to overcome sin, having the power to overcome all this earth and then ascend into heaven, this way of salvation, this way of life that I hope in, that I long for, my hope is to share my faith in God, but particularly it's a faith in Jesus as God in the flesh. I leave you with these words that Paul writes in Romans. He writes in Romans 1:16, and we're getting ready to read it with some of the guys from the church, the book of Romans. But he says, Paul writes, "I'm not ashamed of the good news of God or the gospel of God. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, but in the gospel as well, it's the power of God unto salvation. So I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For in the gospel, or in it, the righteousness of God is revealed." He would go on to say that it's revealed from faith for faith. The righteous shall live by faith. So each and every episode, I hope to talk about the gospel to some extent and just bear witness to the good news of God, that he's still present, that his work in Christ and that Christ's work accomplished God's continued saving presence in the life of people, their salvation. The gospel is the power of God for salvation, for eternal life, a life without suffering. And more so that in the gospel, it reveals the righteousness of God. That in Christ, God is revealed. And that's my hope, is simply in this podcast to introduce the topic of faith, family, and firefighting. But really, I pray somehow that this, my thoughts reflect God, and that it reflects a man that lives by faith. And so as I live by faith, all my friends, family, New Spring Church, I pray you live by faith in God, even though you don't see. And I want you to know and be certain that the righteous, those that have received the righteousness of God in Christ, those that have been made righteous by God and that will be perfected in righteousness, we all live by faith. We live by faith in God. And then one day, it's my hope and prayer that we get to enjoy one another's fellowship together before God in His very presence. To that end, much love, everybody. Thank you for listening.